Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 11th day of April 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit star six to unmute. Except the phone line's messing up, so everybody is unmuted right now. I'll let you know. So if you're going to make some noise, please mute up. All right, it is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's supposed to snow today. Well, I just have like a shh going on. I don't know what the hell's happening today. Anyhow, let's see what we're going to look at here. Fewer Americans want to serve in the military. Pentagon panic. We'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I'll remind everybody that the phone line, for some reason, our mute isn't working here. So everybody, you're unmuted when you come up, so if there's going to be noise, please mute up. Thank you. Fewer Americans want to serve the military. Cue Pentagon panic. This is from The Guardian. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Donald Trump, $750 billion defense budget request submitted to Congress last month contains a dirty secret, one that should make us all think twice about perpetual war and public support for it. You know, I've been watching a series on the Roman Empire, and, I've read a lot of it. But, I mean, that's what all that was, empire building, perpetual war, profit, tons of money being taken by a few as people just slaughtered one another. And capturing other people's goddamn lands and their resources and taking their resources. The youth of America don't want to serve in a military anymore. Wonder why. The situation has become so dire that just to maintain America's ground forces, the Army and Marine Corps, the two services are resorting to unprecedented pay raises, bonuses, and socialist trappings. Things are going to get worse. This year, for the first time ever, Americans born after September 11, 2001 will be able to enlist in the armed forces. It's a sobering reminder both of how long we've been at war, but also how distant those very wars have become from America's youth. And yet, official military polling shows that fewer and fewer young Americans consider the military as a career or as a transitional step. Only about 12.5%, the lowest number in a decade. The 12.5% is bracing, but based on a complex math that balances losses from deaths and injuries, retirements, attrition, and discharge, the Army and Marine Corps only needs about 100,000 recruits to maintain current force levels. That's just 2.4% of the 4.2 million Americans who will celebrate their 18th birthday this year. And yet the military is looking at its third or fourth year in a row where it will struggle to even find those numbers. In order to attract a sufficient number of those who are able to serve, the Pentagon spent $1.6 billion on recruiting. And this year, the Army is offering new recruits bonuses up to $40,000, as well as incentives that include student loan repayments. Those bonuses have been markedly increased. In 2013, the Army spent $121 million on sign-up bonuses, a number that more than doubled to $290 million in 2017. The final numbers aren't in for 2018, but the estimate is that the number will be closer to $600 million, doubling the bonus again in a single year. After decades of consistently managing to fill its ranks, even the Marine Corps has had to start offering cash enlistment bonuses. And in 2017, the Marine Corps lowered its standard and handed out 25% more medical, mental health, recreational drug and misconduct waivers to be able to reach its enlistment numbers. And this is, you know where this is headed, don't you? This is headed towards your green card army. We have to have those troops, you see, and the Americans aren't, it's another one of the jobs Americans don't want to do. And this is where, this is how it began. These sweeteners are all required, even though nearly three-fifths of service members and their families have at least two other immediate family members who serve or have served in the military, according to a survey by Blue Star Families, a nonprofit founded by military spouses in 2009. We can hear you talk. Hey guys, we can hear you talking. The mutes aren't working. Our mutes, you're going to have to mute yourselves. Thank you. Nonprofit funded by military spouses in 2009, but even the pool of legacy recruits is dwindling. The 2017 Blue Star Family Military Family Lifestyle survey shows that a growing number of military families are no longer willing to recommend that their children join the service. I wonder why. People are figuring out. I mean, they try to act like everything's hunky-dory. But then, you know, the shit like this comes out, and people are. I mean, people are figuring it out. They're in the perpetual war. What the fuck is this, man? I mean, we live in hobbles, and we don't have enough for our own people. We have 100 million of our own people out on the streets. But, man, we got to have this huge military, bigger than all the rest of the militaries put to fucking together, to go around the world and occupy their countries for an empire. This is not a fucking empire. They'd like to think that it is a corporate empire. But it is not. It's a republic, and it's with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It's for the people that made this country. It's for us. It belongs to us. That's why Donald Trump's budget includes 3.1% military pay raise, the largest in 10 years. The budget, according to the Pentagon, will also provide another $8 billion for housing, schooling, youth programs, and even daycare. That's the socialism. And that son of a bitch is a fucking international communist, and this is all you're going to see out of him. To compensate for so many AWOLs in the civilian population this year, the Army has cut its projected growth in half, giving up its goal to reach 500,000 active duty soldiers after it failed to grow at all in 2018. The Army and Marine Corps have also revised their advertising campaigns, focusing more on social media and trying to rebrand. For the Marines, that means battles won, in quotation marks, advertisements that focus on military history instead of current go-nowhere wars to appeal to women. The Marine Corps also is trying Battle Up, its first commercial ever to feature a female fighter. Meanwhile, the Army has... I'm still hearing people talking. I mean, if you're going to make... if there's going to be noise, you guys got to mute up so I can talk. First female fighter. Meanwhile, the Army has adopted the new slogan, Warriors Wanted, to replace Army Strong. Sure, everyone agrees that the military needs techies, and the cyber savvy and the happy talk from the Pentagon is that the numbers are down because the armed forces are looking for quality. But here we're talking about just attracting basic infantry. We might debate drones and cyber and space, but this is the human guts of the military. There have been other times that the public has been less interested in military service. Enlistments have gone up and down with the economy or when lots of soldiers are dying, such as during the darkest days of the Iraq War. But this rate of sustained declining interest in military service, even among military families, has reached levels that should alarm or delight those who care about the nation's health. And that's a damn fact. And at some point in the ballgame, the people are saying... like I said, the stigmatism. Before this thing really gets going, it'll be in the streets. People will be punching each other in the nose over this shit. Oh, you're supporting this, you Trump tard. Boom. Oh, let's see. Mom catches CBS using image of her vaccine-injured child, falsely claiming measles caused it. Oh, here we go. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. For months now, the Free Thought Project has been reporting on the hype and utter hysteria being pushed by the government and the media alike in regards to the 2019 measles situation. It started in January as mainstream media and social media giants began begging for the government to silence those who advocate for vaccine safety, and it came to a head on Tuesday as New York began forced vaccinating citizens and charging those who resist with a crime. Well, fuck you. Yeah, I tell you what, they ever try that shit on me, you come with the needle, you get shot. You're going to have to come and collect that fucking fine somewhere down the line. You're going to truck out, there's going to be a fucking confrontation, and you're going to fucking die. You dirty son of a bitches have not the authority. You are our fucking servants. We are not your fucking servants, and you're not going to do this to us. Highlighting the nonsensical reaction by the mainstream to the non-epidemic of measles, and it is a non-epidemic. I mean, I had measles when I was a kid. I think all of us kids did. In fact, like the chicken pox or measles going around, you wanted to get exposed, to get rid of it, you know, so there was no need for any shots. It's not like the fucking plague going through, and it's an emergency. Somebody got, and you got to wonder where the measles and all these third world fucking diseases. Well, I know where they're coming from the third world. Because we're pumping them into our goddamn, into the interior of the United States. Of course you're going to have all these fucking diseases that, had become irrelevant in this country before this fucking total invasion from the third world started happening. Highlighting the nonsensical reaction of the mainstream to the non-epidemic of the measles in the United States, a CBS affiliate out of Texas ran a story with an image of a child claiming that the child had the measles. In reality, however, the child featured in their image was injured from the vaccines meant to prevent measles. Don Newfield caught the media company using the image of her son and was furious. So, CBSFW decided to use my kid as the poster child for the measles outbreak. We did not grant permission of any kind for this use, but the irony, Will doesn't have measles in the picture. This is the reaction he had to taking the safe MMR shot. We're not happy about this at all, she wrote on Facebook Tuesday. Newfield is an outspoken advocate for safe vaccines. Despite attempts to smear her as an anti-vaxxer, Newfield has merely advocated for safe vaccines and notes that she still vaccinates her children. And you're a damn fool, lady. Yeah, and that's why maybe when your kids end up with autism, because of your stupidity. Because of Newfield's large social media following, CBS was inundated with angry comments on how deceitful and negligent the decision to use her son's photo was, especially considering the fact that that she blames vaccines for her son's autism. Well, she's got a kid with autism too, huh? And she's got a kid here that just got the shit from the measles. She still, in fact, you talk about a shill piece of shit. I mean, you talk about child neglect. You have one kid get autism, and then you go out and vaccinate. Here's another one of your kids all spotted up. I mean, I can see your point about them using someone damaged by the vaccines to promote them. The image of her son was posted in the news website with the campaign or the caption claiming a baby infected by measles sits in his mother's lap. But that baby did not have measles and was instead covered in red sores due to an adverse reaction to the very vaccine given to prevent measles. Only after receiving threats of a lawsuit and an onslaught of negative comments and demands for them to take it down did CBS finally remove the image and issue a retraction. Correction, an earlier version of this story showed a file photograph of a child who had an advanced reaction to the MMR vaccine. Due to an editing error, the child was misidentified in the caption as having measles. CBSDFW apologizes for the error. The media outlet wrote on the article, "This incident illustrates the deceptive spin used by the mainstream media to sell fear over the measles non-epidemic and an image of a child was used to incite fear over the measles outbreak and push the very vaccine which injured the child." How ironic. The fear and hysteria is now manifesting into actual usurpation of our right to informed consent, and the lapdog media is reporting it without question, and as the use of the image shows, while this unquestionably report on the fact that the Americans are being forced vaccinated against their will, they're doing so deceptively. Even if it was an honest, report it. I mean, they think that, you know, we're doing it, we're getting away with it. You're gonna run into the wrong goddamn person. They're gonna put a bullet right through your fucking head. You're not gonna stick. Nobody is ever gonna stick needles in me and shit like that. You just ain't gonna do it. You're not gonna pass. I can't tell my neighbor to take a shot. I can't tell my neighbor that the measles are going around. I walk over to my neighbor's house and say, "I want you to take a shot." "Why do you want me to take a shot?" "Well, so I don't get the measles." "Well, why don't you take the vaccine?" "Well, I took the vaccine." "Then what the fuck are you worried about me getting the measles, me taking the shot? Don't you get it? It's all bullshit and it's all poison. They poisoned us a long fucking time ago, people." Even if it was an honest mistake, the case is made to show the lack of credibility these institutions have calling for the silencing of those who do nothing other than question the safety of the vaccines. As Amazon purges books and films on vaccine information and as politicians literally beg for pro-safe vaccine folks to be silenced, examples like this prove that those who wish to control the flow of information and take away our right to ask questions are always right and telling a notion indeed. So, again, that's the argument I've always had, is if your goddamn vaccine works, you take it. Reminds me of that on, Outlaw Josie Wells, when the old Indian, they're in the town, and the guy's, "Oh, this cures everything and cures, and especially good for your people who can't drink like you Indians." And he goes, "You drink it. If it's so goddamn good, then you won't get sick and I don't got to worry about it." NRA sues Pittsburgh over new gun ban. And this is from Fellowship of Minds. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania mayor and city council have used the October 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill as justification for imposing a nearly total ban on firearms within the city limits. The ban signed into law yesterday, April 10th, would prohibit the use of any semi-automatic firearm that could accept a magazine with a capacity of more than 10 rounds. I'm hearing noise, man. Somebody, you got to, you got your line open and it's making noise. All you got to do is hit star six and you can mute yourself. There we go. Thank you so very much. The new law uses the term military-style weapons in the ban. However, the restriction on magazines' capacities would also ban the use of most common semi-automatic auto handguns within the city limits. The National Rifle Association wasted no time yesterday filing a lawsuit against the city. From the Tribune Review, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, the National Rifle Association Incorporated and its supporters wasted no time yesterday, April 10th, suing Pittsburgh, the city council, and Mayor Bill Peduto. Man, that's a hard one. Following the mayor's signing of the three bills restricting the use of the military-style weapons from within city limits. Four city residents with assistance from the NRA filed the lawsuit in Allegheny County Common Pleas Court less than 3 hours after the mayor signed the gun ordinance into law. Other local gun owners vowed to file criminal charges against the mayor and the council, which they should be able to do. Should be able to hang them. Peduto anticipated the legal challenges. He announced that they are that the... That the city would be represented at no cost in the civil suit by a legal team from the nonprofit gun control organization Every Town for Gun Safety, founded and funded by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Here he is. Who is a son of a bitch? How are you going around from state to state to fucking jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and he's gonna fucking and fucking pushing his fucking will and attacking our second article right? How is this motherfucker walking around? I mean, like I said, man, wake up, people. I guarantee he's got a body guards all around his fucking criminal treasonous ass. But this son of a bitch needs to be shut down. Why can't we do anything about this guy, people? Because our fucking courts have been removed, because we've been reduced to subjects that pricks like this think that they're going to fucking rule over. They're going to find out the hard way. It's just not going to happen. It's like the fucking shots. You write down anything on your piece of paper you want, you dirty treasonous piece of trash, but then you got to fucking enforce it. He said he and six council members who voted in favor of the ban have also retained an attorney for criminal defense. He would not name the attorney. The very concept that the state could create a law that would say that elected officials who challenge the validity of the law would somehow be held criminally to criminal charge. Officials who would challenge the validity of the law would somehow be held to criminal charges goes against everything and every proactive step toward proactive step forward that this country has taken, Peduto said. What we're going to do is we're going to overturn this law. Lawrence J. Anderson, Scott Miller, Robert R. Opdyke, and Michael A. That's it. White House contend in the lawsuit that the city is violating a state law prohibiting municipalities from regulating firearms by banning the use of weapons with magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The suit contends that the guns come standard with the magazine of this size, and that's no fucking argument. All you're supposed to do is take that goddamn Bill of Rights in there, ratified by every state before it was ever added to that Constitution, and be saying that this is the absolute law for every state in the fucking union. And it says you just can't do it. Why aren't these suits being filed for violation of the second article, people? Why? Because it's unarguable. You can't take it into these goddamn Star Chamber courts. And with like this subject matter right here that they're talking, we're going to talk about rather this state law, which is subservient to the second article, is relevant or not. That's going to be the argument, not rather this federal constitution, which is, binds every person in this country, every state in this country, binds them to the same standard that you just cannot infringe upon it in any way. Why won't they take that into court? At the right at the get-go, isn't that what the fucking issue is here? Do you have the authority? No, you do not. And you can never have the authority because the ninth article fucking forbids it. Oh, man, they are seeking a permanent injunction to stop the city from enforcing the ban, which takes effect in 60 days, and reimbursement for legal fees. Pittsburgh's ban on carrying loaded standard capacity magazines in public has a chilling effect on plaintiffs' exercise of their right under Pennsylvania law. Fuck Pennsylvania law. Fuck Pennsylvania. I'll tell you what your main fucking law on guns are in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. It is the second article to the People's Bill of Rights that your state ratified and declared the law of this nation. The supreme law of this nation. All the rest of this stuff is sub-bullshit. Law to possess these magazines and to carry them in public, the lawsuit said. The mayor signed the bills in his conference room surrounded by supporters of the band. There's a little band of fucking commies there. Were they there? Including survivors and relatives of those killed during the October mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill. The observers gave Pedido a standing ovation. All seven of them? How about the middle finger is what we're giving you. We're still hurting, said Lynette Lederman, former president of the Tree of Life congregation and a staffer for the city councilman, Corey O'Connor. There's no conflict of interest there. These two are conspiring to commit treason against the people of the United States, against the Bill of Rights, against the second article, which cannot be infringed in any way, period. Why won't they bring the Bill of Rights into these fucking local disputes if it was a locality here? Where I'm at, I would fucking challenge it. I would go in there with the fucking Bill of Rights. And first off, I'd try to mandamus and tell them, you don't even have jurisdiction to hear it. You do not have jurisdiction. You are an illegitimate foreign fucking occupation. You are a fraud, and you have no legitimacy here, and you have no authority here. Fuck off. The personal trauma that me and former president of Tree of Life and my families and the leadership of Tree of Life has experienced has kind of reached a watershed moment today. I'm very proud of Mayor Pedito. And you know, they always talk about the deaths and stuff. They don't talk about how that fucking right was won. They don't talk about the fact there was 12, 13, 14 year old kids out on the fucking battlefield. And why were they out there? I mean, kids getting killed. I mean, the destruction and the bloodshed. What was it for? To make sure these rights were absolute. That's what the people were fighting for. And they won't even take the fucking document, the fucking controlling document, the superior ratified law of this land into one of these fucking little piss-ant courts and say, you just can't fucking do it. You'd be violating this. You see this? Is this the superior law of the land, yes or no? Well, we don't recognize. You don't recognize that? Then you're a motherfucking traitor. I arrest you, you son of a bitch, for high treason and sedition. How about that? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, brass on swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Our horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight mare, blood red roan. Yeah.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was March of Cambridge by Heather Alexander. We listened to there at the break. And the time is a-coming. The time is a-coming. It has to. We're watching it every day. We're talking on this article in Pittsburgh, you know, they're gonna ban goddamn guns and goddamn anything with a 10 ground capacity, violation, no infringement on the second article. I'm talking, there's, and the councilman who's goddamn in with the congregation at the church. I don't give a fuck who you are. You do not have the authority. You cannot have the authority. It is forbidden. O'Connor and Councilwoman Erica, Strassenberger, who represent Squirrel Hill and proposed the bills, described the Tree of Life as a tipping point in discussion over how to stop gun violence in the city. The legislation consists of three bills. One would ban the possession and use of certain semi-automatic weapons, including assault rifles. A second would ban ammunition and accessories such as large capacity magazines. A third bill, dubbed extreme risk protection. Oh, see, we were talking about this the other day. These communists, you know, this is all the same legislation. It's just written by their think tanks, and then it's just presented here. It ain't like just the people of the community coming up and, you know, and their representatives putting together legislation that the people want or anything. These are just fucking agendas, one after another, and every fucking one of them is an act of treason. A second ban, okay, we did that. A third bill, dubbed extreme risk protection, would permit courts to temporarily remove guns from a person deemed to be a public threat and impose penalties on an adult who allows a child to access a gun illegally. City residents who currently own guns and accessories outlined in the bill would be grandfathered. Violators would face a civil penalty that carries a $1,000 fine and up to 90 days in prison for each offense. Council approved the bills last week in a 6-3 vote. Three council members, Darlene Harris, Teresa Kale Smith, and Anthony Coghill, who voted against the legislation, were noticeably absent during the signing ceremony. O'Connor said council is prepared for the court battle. Yeah, I'm sure Bloomberg is. It's like fucking New York running your fucking politics in your goddamn local jurisdictions. How you like that, you assholes? I think everybody here said basically bring it on, because we're doing the right thing. No, you're not. You're committing high treason and sedition against the people and the Bill of Rights for the United States of these Americas, and you should hang for it. He said, we're willing to fight for our residents, and I don't think anybody's going to stop us. You want to fucking bet? You know, I was wondering about this courts of common pleas. I've heard that a couple of times. I was like, what the fucking? They try to make it sound like common law courts. So I went and I looked it up and checked it out. And the Pennsylvania magisterial districts are minor courts in Pennsylvania that deal with small claims, landlord-tenant disputes, traffic cases, and minor criminal matters. Magistrate district judges are nominated by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. The Pennsylvania Court of Common Pleas refers to the trial level courts in Pennsylvania. While Pennsylvania has minor courts for summary offenses, small civil claims, and landlord-tenant matters, the primary courts are the courts of common pleas. And you're thinking, wow, common, that word, you got the word in there, one of them. This is where most misdemeanor and aug felony criminal charges are disposed of, where orphans court matters are addressed, and where larger civil cases are originated. Family law matters such as custody, divorce, and support are also addressed at the primary level under the supervision of the Court of Common Pleas for a county. Before justices and judges can be appointed or re-elected to the position, they must meet certain basic requirements, including citizenship and residency. All but magisterial district judges, that's the ones at the small claims level, must be members of the Bar of Pennsylvania Supreme Court. judges are also subject to strict standards of conduct. So a bar attorney, it is not a common law court because, these common law courts, what they're talking about, the small claims, it's small. See, we've reduced that to small claims. No, that is the fucking superior jurisdiction. Out here where I was at, when we had a real common law court here, for a littlest bit, it was a justice court. When the matter came up of a federal timber issue, Ken Mettenbaugh, one of the people that was out there at that Maller refuge thing, you'd probably heard of him on the thing. But he came here, and they had to litigate it in that court because he insisted on a real court. And at any rate, you think about that, a small claims court, but this federal issue was litigated there. Why? Because it was the only place it could be litigated because of the way he filed his paperwork. And that, what did they do to that court? We had it over there. I actually I set up that court. I put the flag right. I took the eagle off the top of it. There was no gold fringe on the flag, and I actually conducted a fucking trial in there, and I won. And after that was done, the fellow who was he was a Mormon preacher. He was the judge, and he was elected judge. But all of a sudden, there was somebody had went in and got into his computers. They went to work over there, and they got in his computers and put a bunch of pornography in them. And it just, he was gone. And then right away, instead of a re-election, so an election for a new judge, well, they appointed one of the ex-DAs or one of the members of the bar. And that's who's supposedly running your fucking justice court. There are no common law courts left in this country is the point. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, Trump and all of his promises and his constituency. Trump signs orders making it harder to block pipelines. This is from Associated Press. President Donald Trump's support for shifting more power to states. I love this. For shifting more power to states on Wednesday faded next to his affinity for oil. See, it was never supposed to be about the states and federal power. Whatever power either one of them had was granted by the people, and the people could revoke it at any time. But, here he's now he's delegating power. The emperor is delegating power to the head corporation, is delegating authority to the lower corporations. It was what he ran on. But, that's a two-way street because the head corporation is still the head corporation and the emperor is still the emperor. As he aimed to make it harder for states to block pipelines and other energy projects due to environmental concerns. At the urging of business groups, he's one of us. He was going to take down Wall Street. Trump signed two executive orders designed to speed up oil and gas pipeline projects. The action came after officials in Washington State and New York used the permitting process to stop new energy projects in recent years, prompting complaints from Republican members of Congress and the fossil fuel industry. Too often, badly needed energy infrastructure is being held back, but desperately needed. Energy infrastructure is being held back. No, this is to get the goddamn resource out of our country as soon as possible before the people wake up. Because once the people wake up and put a stop to it, there ain't going to be nothing else leaving this country. In fact, you're going to be bringing some shit back. Too often, badly needed energy infrastructure is being held back by special interest groups, entrenched bureaucrats. But, these goddamn Wall Street fucking corporations, they're not special interest groups. It's just the fucking tree huggers, which they, the EPA is an illegal agency. And it all comes down to the fact that they're fucking running our country outside of our fucking law. The Trump administration insisted it was trying to take power away from the state, but it wasn't. That it was not trying to take power away from the state, but rather trying to make sure that the state actions follow the intent of the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act. Oh, that's federal legislation that doesn't apply to us people, but it's still our resources they're talking about that they're taking without compensation and without due process of the law. Under a section of the law, companies must get certification from the state before moving ahead with an energy project. Washington State blocked the building of a coal terminal in 2017, saying there were too many major harmful effects, including air pollution, rail safety, and vehicle traffic. New York regulators stopped a natural gas pipeline, saying it failed to meet standards to protect streams, wetlands, and other water resources. And all these agencies are put up there for, it's just for the buy-offs. It's for the brown envelopes. So the, I mean, so the aristocracy all get a cut in the fucking, you know, and what belongs to all of us. They all get their handful as their, you know, the people aren't going to be given annuities, you know, for their fucking resources being taken. But hey, we're going to shift you a little money for the fucking permit to put the pipeline through to steal the people's fucking resources. And you're going to get a nice little chunk of it, but we'll get the rest. How's that work for you? Less than a week ago, nearly a dozen business groups told Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler that the environmental review and permitting process for energy projects, quote, has become a target for environmental activists and states that oppose the production and use of fossil fuels. No, you are fucking looting our country. You are fucking looting our country. You're taking raw materials out. Raw materials, it was guaranteed that if you could set up a corporation here, and this is why they got all these sweetheart fucking deals. You're going to set up a corporation here to manufacture the resources, but the deal here is it'll be Americans manufacturing it, and the money goes to fucking our people. So they put us, 100 million of us out of work. They got slave fucking labor taking our fucking, our raw resources out to be manufactured by slave fucking labor. And we get what the little boy shot at, higher taxes and fucking more war. The group said in an April 5th letter that individual states shouldn't be able to use provisions of the Clean Water Act to dictate national policy, thereby harming other states and the national interest and damaging corporative federalism. Oh, corporate federalism. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's right. That's that goddamn United States Incorporated, isn't it? You know, the corporation that runs this country that has replaced the republic, that has removed your common law courts and your common law rights, that has removed the people's authority and declared us their subjects under the 14th Amendment. That's these for corporate federalism? Really? Corporate federalism. Trump signed out in New York for singled out New York for his hardest criticism, saying obstruction by the state was hurting the country. Governor, yeah, obstruction. I mean, it's not obstruction. It's just like when Obama was holding back on Keystone. The right bribes haven't been made, okay? The right people aren't getting their cut of the fucking booty that belongs to all of us. That's what's the problem, is the right contractors aren't getting the contracts to spend the money on shit we don't need or don't want, or to give it to other fucking countries. Everything has to be settled according to the fucking world dictate before anything can move forward for the finishing of the raping of our resources. Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat New York, called Trump's executive order a gross overreach that would undermine his state's ability to protect water quality and the environment. No, it would cut into his territory, okay? He's gonna have to be greased the right way, and the greasing's gonna have to be sufficient for him and his fucking gang. And then that you watch the pipeline will go right fucking through. Once you grease the right people, that's what it is. It's a vying. It's such a goddamn mix. It's so insane with the stealing. It's like a mad dash, like when these crowds come into a store and just come in and just start grabbing shit. It's such a mad dash, they can't keep it in order enough to do the fucking stealing correctly anymore. States must now have a role in the process for setting energy infrastructure, or else we can't get our cut of the fucking action. It's our territory. Like pipelines, and any efforts to curb this right to protect our residents will be fought tooth and nail, Cuomo said. Washington government and that's it. When you do go to fight for their fucking right to steal your portion of the fucking resources, get a chunk of it, and make sure that you don't get none, to give it away to these fucking international corporations that have no fucking business here, that are here looting our country, you're going to pay for the goddamn law firms that are going to go in and grease each other, and that's all it really is. There is no goddamn judicial procedures to any of this. It's just backdoor fucking bribes and you know, fucking bribes with fucking sex bribes, fucking children, pedophiles, shit, you know, all the dirt. That's all it's fucking for. That's how they settle things. And I mean, just like all this report, what the hell is the name of that guy? The Mueller report. how they're still, you know, they've so fucked up on what they're doing. They're pulling that back out. And what are we going to listen to this for the next fucking, until this whole thing is over, until the country finally goes down the fucking tube and they turn the last fucking switch off? Are we going to listen to the same fucking bullshit? I'll tell you who's making bank on the goddamn this Mueller fucking investigation is the goddamn law firms on all this shit. Everything, it's an investigation nation, and these goddamn lawyers, I mean, what use do people really have? I'll tell you what, if we were living under the law we're supposed to have, there would be no use for a lawyer. There would be people who were learned in the law, and they would be worth their value if you wanted to, I mean, but they couldn't practice law for fucking money. That's not what the cucking courts were made for. They're not a commercial operation. They are justice courts. They are there for the people to exercise their jurisdictional authority through to get justice and redress and for their grievances. Plain and simple. If you want counsel, you could pay someone who wasn't a member of the bar, but the bar is a goddamn closed trade union. And then the goddamn courts are just another fucking industry in this country that has taken the ultimate control over the fucking subjects, you and I. And they have just taken it in their hands because, well, you appointed us. But there are none of them elected people. There is no one elected that is controlling the fucking power in this country. They're all unelected. They're appointed. They're appointed by the corporation. They're corporate fucking Star Chamber courts. Completely illegal. The bringing of Washington, D.C., when they put Washington, D.C., you know, they brought the fucking admiralty to the shores of the United States. That's when it started. That right then and there, they all should have been hung right there on the spot. It was never supposed to be here. That's what the people fought against. That's what why the people fought back in 1775 to unsubjugate themselves from these same son of a bitches. And here they are again.
Henry, were the judges always appointed, or did that change at some point?
Which judges are you talking about, Katie?
Well, Supreme Court judges.
Oh, yeah. Supreme Court judges were appointed, but you got to understand what the Supreme Court was actually for. The reason they weren't elected is because they had no authority over the people. They were there to advise the government. They were supposed to be people learned in the law, and they were appointed by the administration for the sole purpose of protecting the government from the people. Because if they did something that was, they wanted to pass a law or something, or they started to pass a law, and it contained an infringement. Well, your representative that was supposed to be your true representative said, no, you can't do that. It violates Article 3, Article 4, Article 5, or it violates the Ninth Article. Okay? So then they would put together a case, and it would go before the Supreme Court that offered opinions. The Supreme Court, like when they said, you know, fagism is the law of the land, they did not make the law of the land. They had no such authority, never did, never will. And all they were there for was to offer opinion to the lower courts to say that, you know, because what they did was that you had your government courts, your district courts, where they would go and they challenged this shit before it could ever become applied to the people. It was supposed to be declared constitutional. I mean, well, not in violation of the Bill of Rights. Why? Because if you go and you go to serve in Congress and you're a part of one of these fucking infringements, you help write it up, you sign your name to it, you get it passed, and it violates somebody's rights that knows their goddamn rights, all that person has to do is come over there and tap you on the shoulder because you are inferior as a member of Congress. All right? You're not a member of Congress. I'm tapping on your shoulder. I'm serving you some papers here in your private capacity as an American national. I'm serving you these papers. Fuck all the government courts. Fuck the Supreme Court. You're coming down here to bumfuck Egypt to my superior court in my state. And I'm going to charge you with violation of my rights. And the judge is going to be elected. And the goddamn sheriff of the county is going to be the officer for that court sworn into the common law jurisdiction. He is going to go out into the streets at random and pick the first 12 people he runs into. He's going to bring them in. That's going to be our jury. And I'm going to charge you with fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. I'm going to sue you for everything you own for the violation of my rights. So the original Supreme Court was put in place to protect the government from the power of the people taking what was theirs as individuals away from them because of what they did as legislators, you know, working in the government. It's our opinion, you better not do that. That's what the Supreme Court did. And with Lincoln, I mean, they even issued injunctions against Lincoln because they are within the government. Within the government, they do have the authority to tell the government, no, this is legal, this is not illegal. And they actually, you know, told Lincoln, you can't declare martial law. You do not have the authority. And what did he do? He fucking arrested him, okay? And that's when this whole thing began. But the Supreme Court has no authority. No authority in the common law. That's why they call them Supreme Court opinions. In the opinion, everybody's watching when it's written. In the opinion, they are opinions. The only ones who can say what is law is the common law jury and the common law jurisdiction. And when they say something is law, it is law. It's not an opinion. It's an absolute fact. It cannot be disputed. Anyway, I hope that clears it up. And we are at the top of the hour. How great. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, everybody, you know, when something makes you curious, look it up. You'll be amazed what you find. And that is The Word from the Trenches.